did you get a chance to have a look up Tina G News at 7? All the top bench up at the, they were all minded. They had all these fellows in suits around there. I'd say they were Bank of Ireland staff themselves, you know. And if you went near end, about 4 or 5 of them sort of surrounded you, you know. One particular fellow came over to interview me, and I don't know whether he realised or what he realised, but when he came over, and they surrounded anyway, me and him, and the minute he said, what's your name? And I said, William James McGuire, I'm president. Oh, he said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm not allowed to interview you. And others tried to come over too, and the heavy gang had them. And there were cameras in there as well, and you know, people were asked to speak on the cameras, and I wasn't. I see, I had the checkbook. You'll see it on TG. The Burlington Hotel. The two questions I asked were, where is that bank? Where are you getting your license from to trade as a bank? They couldn't answer it. Isn't that a scandal? And Joe Walsh, he should have been able to answer that question. Who gave you permission, I said, to use the sovereign seal of the Irish Republican Brotherhood on your checks? And no one could answer. No one knew what it was. It's the sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann. No other state was founded in the sovereign republic of Éire, only between 1916 and 1919. The Oireachtas is not a state. It's a corporation imposed by King George V as a sham provisional government to make Ireland immune to George V and the people subservient. It's by royal assent. That's what it is. That's fraud and deception. The Bank of England is the court. That's where it comes from. I said about the license. I said, are you getting your sovereignty and your license from the Crown of England? They didn't want that said at their meeting. Should they have fraudulently sold all those shares if there's no license with them? I heard people saying, oh, you're representing the government. I said, we don't have a government, a provisional government. Did you use the nearly went mad when I said provisional government? The lady there who's interviewing, you'll see her. She said, no, she said, I'm going to give up. She said, I want to know more about this. I asked the question, where was the bank getting their license from? And they refused. She said, I know, she said. And they refused. They couldn't answer the question. And then I asked, what is that symbol on the Bank of Ireland checkbook? The check that you use every day. And they weren't able to tell me. The president of the IRB is what they said. I mean, Michael D. Higgins, he is unbelievable. They don't care. They couldn't care less. All your children were chained to the spire on the Connaught Street. They couldn't care less. Or if they died of hunger, it doesn't worry them. As long as they're all right, that's the attitude now.
Dúirtean Farsha Gurbehin, Uachtarán an IRB, agus Nárabhéin Chead, Faita Igan Vank, Úsáid Vintas an Sheila Atáca.